Good morning. We've made it to Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Friday brings hope, hope for the weekend, and some relaxation from a long week of work. But the job to keep public radio alive never stops. WAMC.org. Alan, $396,627. But this is the real push now before the on-air fund drive, October 21st.
Well, David, this station has so much important work to do that the sooner we get this part of it done, the better. I got a letter yesterday from somebody who thought, we really shouldn't be doing this. Well, folks, there's no other way. I have no apologies to make. In fact, I'm rather proud of what we've all done together here. That's a lot of money, practically $400,000. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we could do it today. Dear friends, we could be free to just do what we do best, which is to bring you the news and public affairs and the great people who make up WAMC. But we have to do it. We saw BAI get into terrible trouble in New York City. And we know that those people who control the money in our society are likely not to love public radio. Although, I have to say, there are some people who have been making tremendous sacrifices and putting up challenges. And we know that those challenges work. I have people come up to me in the street and say, I never give until there's a challenge because I know my money will count for so much more. Maybe, just maybe, somebody will come up with a challenge today. We had the wonderful Natalie Merchant doing it yesterday, and let's move forward and see what today brings. But it would be great if we could not only make the $500,000, but get it all out of the way. So let's do what we can, folks. It is our station. You said keep up public radio, David, and you were right, but it's not just public radio. This is a very unique and special station, and we know it because we've all made it together. So let's make it happen today. Just go to WAMC.org. Or you could wait till 9 o'clock and make a phone call to 1-800-323-9262. Okay, David, over to you, buddy.
Thanks, Alan. And listeners. Well, now to the news that is so important. Huge headline broke yesterday. Two men who aided efforts to gather damaging information were charged in a case that signaled growing legal exposure for President Trump's allies. We're talking about two associates of Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, arrested with one-way tickets at the U.S. airport. The indictment revealing details about a push to pressure Ukraine, a campaign encouraged by Mr. Trump, led by Mr. Rudy Giuliani, and assisted by these obscure figures.
The president was asked, David, is it possible Giuliani himself is going to get into real legal difficulty here? And the president said, I hope not. And that's extraordinary. Giuliani, of course, is consorting with these guys. He had lunch with them right before they left. This is now the smoking gun, which I've been talking about for a long time. Now, the chances of these guys turning, I suspect if they are who I think they are, is not that good. Nevertheless, subpoenas are out. They're flying all over the place like paper airplanes in my sixth grade class. So we'll just see what these subpoenas bring. We'll see whether the former ambassador to Ukraine gets to testify today or whether Trump holds her back too. We'll see. But things are really progressing to the point where I think it's all going to open up now.
Well, President Trump opened up, went off script again at a rally in Minneapolis. He lashed out against Democrats, deriding them as, quote, very sick and deranged people who are only investigating him for abuse of power in order to erase your vote. This may be the key point, though. Facing impeachment in the House, Mr. Trump took his case to his core supporters, arguing, Alan, that Democrats were trying to overturn the 2016 election because they knew they could not beat him in 2020. And, of course, when you look at the polls, when you ask that question, should it be decided at the polls or through impeachment, many Americans still like it at the ballot box.
Well, that's right. People do like it at the ballot box. It should be at the ballot box. But there's a reason that high crimes and misdemeanors are cause for impeachment. And if he has done that, facts are facts. You know, David, one of the things he said at that rally last night was some things you don't say on the radio here, but that Biden was no good except for kissing Obama's ass. It is a quote. It's what the president of the United States said. This is a president who has a vice president who hardly opens his yap. You want to talk about kissing one's posterior? This is really extraordinary that he would say that about Biden, who is one of the most activist vice presidents in the history of the United States. And now his guy, who does Zippo, is standing there watching him basically cursing out the guy who did all of the work because he knows very well, Mr. Pence, that he's done nothing to little.
You also have Rick Perry, the energy secretary, involved in all this.
Well, yeah. Apparently, Perry has been an inside player with the Ukrainian folks, and there is a great deal to be learned from him, too. Of course, the Congress wants to hear from him, and he'll be running for the Hills. First, we heard that he was resigning, that he would leave. Then he got up and said he was not going to be resigning. You can see what these councils of war must be like in the White House as they decide what everything will look like for public consumption. And you mentioned that many Americans would love to see this election at the ballot box. I'm one of them. Nevertheless, if crimes are committed and if we are seeing people being arrested now, and if Giuliani is in the kind of trouble I suspect he is in, you know, that's what the impeachment process was for. And David, the polls are showing incredible numbers of people who want him out of there, the president. They want him impeached. And they want him removed. So that's something that has changed significantly since these polls have started being taken.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. And if you're quiet, if you don't do your part, we can't have WAMC. WAMC.org.
You know, David, you're so right. We all made it together. We're not going to let it go. I know we're not going to let it go. We're a little bit ahead of where we were last year at this time, but it would be great if we could get it all over so we could just do our jobs and concentrate on what we're doing.
WAMC.org. Thank you all.